From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. This week, Dr. Alan Cairns is preaching a message entitled The Fellowship of the Spirit. The expression occurs in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14, and Philippians 2, verses 1 and 2. In dealing with this subject, Dr. Cairns defines the term fellowship by linking it to three English words, participation, partnership, and pleasure. As he's been explaining, believers in Jesus Christ participate in the benefits of the Spirit's work. The first instance of this is, of course, the new birth. It also applies to virtually every area of the Christian life. Then there is the element of partnership, which refers to the believers working with God to accomplish His will upon the earth. This is indeed a high privilege. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, he takes time to answer the question, why do we end our prayers in Jesus' name? The video version of this comment may be found under Q&A with Alan Cairns on our website, ltbsradio.com.
There are various reasons why we end our prayers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, because He commanded us to ask in His name. Number two, because of the significance, what it means to pray in Jesus' name. When we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, we are praying first upon His authority. We're praying with His warrant. In other words, prayer is not hit and miss. It's not a shot in the dark. It's not some sort of a spiritual wish list. Real prayer is that which is presented to God on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then there is the thought that it is presented on the merit of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, when we pray, we're asking God to give to us that which Christ has deserved, that which Christ has merited for us through His life and His death, through His personal righteousness and obedience. Jesus Christ has merited for His people all the benefits of the covenant of grace. All of them. True prayer is coming to God, seeking in the name of the Lord Jesus, on the authority of the Lord Jesus, using the promises of the Lord Jesus, and according to what He has deserved, it is coming to God to ask, confer the benefits of the covenant of grace. Grant graciously what Christ has purchased. One final thought. Jesus has the name of the Amen, the true and the faithful witness. When we come to God in prayer, we are calling Christ as our witness. We're saying to God, look upon the face of thine anointed. Look upon Jesus Christ. Hear His speaking blood. And for His honor and for His glory, grant us the answer to our prayers. Because what we pray, we are praying in the name of the Lord Jesus.
It soothes His sorrows, heals
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Spirit's work is to make us images of Christ. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. But we all with open face, or unveiled face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Here is the work of the Holy Spirit as He works in believers, as He teaches them Christ, as He reveals Christ to them in the Word of God. He does a wonderful thing. He starts changing them into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that in the life of the true believer there is a reflection. Oh, sometimes we have to mourn that that reflection is so obscured, but it's there. It's there in every believer, however dimly, however obscured by events or circumstances, it is there. The qualities of Christ are mirrored in the believer. We think, for instance, of the divine quality of wisdom. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ. The Holy Spirit gives wisdom to a believer. A believer may be a fool in the eyes of the world, but I want to tell you the Holy Ghost has given him enough wisdom to flee from the wrath to come. Some of the greatest brains in the world are going to hell, while God has given a bunch of fools the wisdom to see the way of life and to take it. And of course, as I have indicated in former studies, that wisdom is peculiarly the ability to see the all-sufficiency of Christ and to see our complete acceptance in Christ. Now, we don't have infinite wisdom within us. We're incapable of anything infinite, for we're finite. But thank God we have the image, the reflection of that divine quality. We think of the power of God. There is an image of that in the believer. There is power in a believer's life. There's power, first of all, because the Holy Spirit is there. There's power that breaks the power of sin. There is power to overcome in temptation. There is power to serve the Lord in victory. There is power to pray, to prevail with God, and to overcome every foe of God and His gospel. Oh, we lament how little we know of the power of God. I want to tell you, a Christian knows something of it. If he has been saved, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. That saving power is in his life. We think of the holiness of God, perfect, infinite, spotless, changeless holiness. He says, I am the high and lofty one who inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I want to tell you, though Christians sadly are not sinless, it grieves every Christian's heart that he's not sinless. In his experience down here, nonetheless, there is a reflection of divine holiness. A Christian is a holy man. He's not what he would like to be. He's not what he's going to be. But thank God he's not what he was. What a wonderful change comes into the life when the Lord Jesus comes in. The Holy Spirit brings us to know holiness. And he continues to work holiness, as the Westminster Standards rightly put it, dying more and more unto sin and living more and more unto righteousness. You think even of the justice of God. That has its reflection in the believer. The justice of God is God's holiness against sin, visiting a righteous attitude and action against sin. But what do we find in the believer? 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 11 talks about the Corinthians, and mind you, they had failed and faltered in many ways, but when they were faced with Paul's first epistle, when they were faced with their sin and what God thought about it, Paul says, "What revenge you've taken on sin. What vengeance, with what a vengeance you have moved against sin." You see, there is in the believer even a reflection of the justice of God. Thank God there's the reflection of the goodness of God. In fact, the hallmark of the believer is love. Let us never lose sight of that. Sometimes when we hear people glorying that they are fighting fundamentalists, and I believe in being a fighting fundamentalist, as long as it's not fundamentalist, I'm fighting. But they seem to too often become bitter. They don't have much of the sweetness of Christ or the love of God about them. There isn't much of the tenderness and the bowels and mercies that we have been talking about or reading about this morning. Oh, we are in a battle. But never forget that the mark of the child of God, especially in the church, is love. Paul said, if you can speak like an angel, and if you have faith to move mountains, and if you have courage to die as a martyr, it's nothing if you don't have love. A love for Christ. If you don't love Christ, you're not a Christian. If any man love not our Lord Jesus, let him be anathema. A love for Christ, a love for Christ's ones, a love for His truth, a love for His cause, a love for the souls of men. Oh, there is the reflection of the love of God. Then you think of the divine attribute of truth. We have a reflection of that in the believer. They that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The reflection of truth that's in us will be seen, first of all, in an adherence to God's truth. God's people are a people who are bound by the book. Liberals may be willing to run hither and thither with every whim of human imagination. They may be searching out in human philosophy for the truth, as they want to call it. But the man who knows Christ as his Savior says, I have the personal truth in Christ. I have the written word of truth in the book. I have the spirit of truth abiding within me. There is an adherence to the book of God. The mark, the Apostle John wrote in his first epistle, the mark of true believers is that they hear us. They obey the inspired message. And of course, we have the reflection of God's truth in us in a hatred of hypocrisy. God is the God of truth, not lies, not empty vain show. He hates a vain display. There is nothing more obnoxious to God than the profession of religion with a heart that's set in sin. And that is reflected in the lives of those who are saved. They want spiritual reality. Spiritual sincerity, not hypocrisy. So we have participation in the benefits of the Spirit's work. I said the second word in regard to the meaning of fellowship of the Spirit was partnership. A couple of well-known verses will show you that the word does have this idea. If you turn to the one chapter epistle of Paul to Philemon, In verse 17, you have that lovely statement of Paul's, "If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him," that is Onesimus, the runaway slave, "receive him as myself." The word partner is basically this word that we're dealing with in the text, the word for fellowship. You'll find the same thing in Luke's Gospel, chapter 5. And you'll find it there that Paul is saying in verse 10, or Luke is saying in verse 10, these people, John was a partner of Peter in the fishing boat industry. I learned that in a personal way some years ago when I went out as part of the fishing fleet from a little fishing village in County Down, Northern Ireland. It's known as Port of Ogie. The weather should have been fine, but my, it was blowing, I think, one night a 4-8 gale. And what we were doing out fishing in that sort of weather, I don't know. When I came off the boat after a week on it, for the next 2 weeks as I walked along, I was like a drunk man because the whole world was still going like this. It was a rough, tough experience. You know, I learned a little. I certainly couldn't do the work, the most dangerous work. But I learned a little as I hung on to whatever I could. I watched them do it. And I found that that boat, costing about $1 million, with all its modern equipment, and it had it all, could not do the work alone. It had to have a partner. And when it came that the nets were being trawled and brought in, that partner drew up alongside, and their great ropes that were attached to their side of the net were slung over, the neck of the net was tied, and the fish were all hauled in. Couldn't do it without the partners. That's what Luke's talking about in a very different setting, of course. Now, that's the meaning of the word. Now, listen. This is what it is to be in the fellowship of the Holy Ghost. We are partners with the Holy Ghost. Can you think of that? We are workers together. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 9 says that we are workers together with God. And that word that is used there is the very same word that Paul uses, for example, in Philippians 4 and 3, where he talks about his fellow laborers. We are fellow laborers with God. We're not only workers together, we are witnesses together with God. Acts 5 and 32, we are his witnesses, and so also is the Holy Ghost. You see, believers and the Holy Spirit have a common work and common interests. Now, that is not to say that we can do the work of the Holy Ghost. We can't. But it is to say that he has brought us into partnership in vital parts of the work of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepress.org. That's faithfpc@freepress.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepress.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.